You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We do have a chat with Liam Calder. We're talking to Mr. Liam Calder, who is one of the organisers for this fees-free cut protest. Now, they don't want more fees-free to be cut. They want less to be cut. Imagine if you were actually pro more education getting cut. That would be crazy.
Oh, unbelievable.
But you are Mr. Liam Calder, correct?
Yeah, morena's that. Morena. I am Mr. Liam Calder.
Mr. Liam Calder. It's good to have you in the studio, man. How are you doing on this day? Is it too warm in here?
Oh, no, it's gorgeous. It's nice to come somewhere that is warm out of a grotty student flats.
Yeah, true. What is your flat like?
Oh, my flat's not too bad. Mm. So we're on a little complex on Great King Street. Mm-hmm. But no, absolutely love it. Yeah, pretty lucky compared to some of the other shitty flats that we see.
Yeah. I never had the fortune of living in one of those really bad ones. The worst I had was like, there's some mold on the walls.
Yeah.
You just bleach it.
Yeah.
And you don't tell the landlord because... why would you?
Exactly. Yeah.
They're not going to get rid of it. You may as well take it into your own hands.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk about this fees-free cut protest. Do you still qualify for the fees-free scheme? Because I know that there's sort of a cut-off period.
Yeah. Well, actually, if the government pushes through the fees-free cuts on the 28th of May, I and so many others will miss out, even potential students, high school students, and even for freshers at the moment will still miss out on the cuts.
Mm. It's absolutely ridiculous that they're sort of underfunding the future generation of New Zealand.
Exactly.
And it seems like, would you say it's an excuse so they can sort of pay for the wider public service cuts that they're doing at the moment?
Yeah, well, about 64,000 students every year actually benefit from fees-free. And I think back on how selfish this could be. When Winston Peters was studying his Bachelor of Laws back in the 70s, he wouldn't have had to pay for fees. And then when Christopher Luxon went through university, his entire fees would have cost less than one semester of us here at Otago.
Nuts.
It's crazy.
It's paradoxical.
It is.
Yeah. It feels really, really, really unfortunate. And, you know, it just goes hand in glove with their whole kind of sell off the state mindset.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah. We're really lucky to have amazing groups come together. We've got the Young Greens, we've got Southern Young Labour.
Nats?
No, surprisingly, the Nats haven't answered my emails.
Really?
ISO and the OUSA execs on board, and we're really together, really rallying up to join other universities around Aotearoa to fight back against these cuts on the 28th.
I did hear that I think Auckland had a protest, and Wellington is going to have a protest soon. Are they coordinated?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure if the student unions are coordinating around that, but Christchurch has one on Thursday. We've got our one on Thursday. Auckland's already had one, and then Vic will be protesting outside Parliament as the budget starts.
Mean. And yours is going to be on University Lawn, correct? Union Lawn, sorry.
Union Lawn, starting outside the station here and marching to the Octagon.
Oh, that's awesome. So are you like the chief organiser of this?
No.
Can't take that credit.
I can't take chief.
One of many.
just too many great people to take the role of chief. We all play such an important role. We can't all do it alone, so... that's why we're reaching out to students to get involved to help us in the fight back.
I mentioned this earlier on the program, but the fees-free scheme used to cover the first year.
Yes.
And people complain that this current scheme, you know, it's not boosting student enrollment numbers or anything. Chris Hipkins, the Labour Party leader, his retort is that, well, you know, when they started it, it was to get people into education, because now we have, like, a lot of people, and I think in the six figures, he said, 100,000 people not in education, employment, or training. And that's a scary prospect.
I am a member of the Labour Party, and the original stance of the party was to have it 3 years fees-free, like it originally was under the first Labour government in the 1930s. Mm. But a few logistical issues came up, and they swapped it out just to have the first year fees-free. And then, of course, COVID came along. So by 2024, it was originally supposed to be 3 years all free. And then, of course, in 2023, we had Luxon's government come in, and they moved it to the last year to pay for their tax cuts as well, but also to give it a bit of an incentive for students to stay on for the full 3 years, and now they're cutting it.
It's absolutely insane. Do you think if Labour gets back, we can expect to see more pro-student policy. I'm getting anything as much as Labour is better than National, I'm still a huge critic of Labour.
Yeah,
like in 2020, during the first COVID pandemic, they didn't really do anything for students. They added an extra round of living costs. Mm-hmm. Like you could claim $1,000 student costs. So you can claim $1,000. They added an extra one of those. Nothing else.
Yeah. So Southern Young Labour has a little bit of autonomy from the party. So we're also pushing with the wider OUSA and Young Greens and ISO, an independent student union movement as well, and also a universal student allowance. So we're trying to push to the parties to say that the students really care. And they really want their autonomy over their education as well. One of Labor's policies this year is jobs, health, homes. So hoping that they can tie in some education policies with that jobs policies would be fantastic.
Do you think it's weird they haven't advertised as many policies as other parties have, and it's about 5 months away from the election, 6 months away?
Yeah.
It's a bit odd.
Oh, Labor's taken the stance of we've got to wait to actually see how much is in the budget so we know how much do we have to spend, because we don't want to make all these promises and then actually have to cut really important stuff to pay for our promises. But once again, we're starting small with our protest, and this will not be the last action that the four of us groups do to advocate for students this year.
Mm-hmm. Have you considered heading up lecture halls and theatres around the place and being like, can we have a little spiel before this lecture starts and just notify people about the protest?
Yeah, we've been got a few lecturers on side that have been really pushing it in their classes too, and even some staff members around the place, but hopefully we've got a meeting after this and we can start to push that even more. We've had a really, really good response from online on their socials, and so we're expecting an amazing turnout. We've even got the unions on board, some high schools on board.
Awesome.
We look really bad if we don't have the students on board.
Yeah, it would be. I really wish you the best with this. I would be there if I wasn't Dunedin, but I'm going to be in Auckland when this happens.
Zach,
unfortunately,
how could you?
I'm letting down the student body, my beautiful collective. But I do wish you the very, very well with the protest. It's at 11 a.m. this Thursday on Union Lawn. Do you have any final thoughts, words, or considerations?
Oh, dress warm. It is Dunedin. We don't know what the weather will be like. But just come along. If you care about students, care about student rights, and you care about not just yourself as a student, but the future of students here at not just at Otago, but around Aotearoa.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you for having me.
That was Mr. Liam Calder. I don't know why I keep calling him that, but that was Liam Calder coming on to have a chat about the fees-free cut protest, which again is happening on the Union Lawn this Thursday at 11 a.m. Liam has...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.